Welcome to the weekend edition of the Fast Five Business News by Fear and Greed. I'm Michael Thompson and hello, Sean Aylmer.
Hello, Michael.
Sean, on weekdays, it's all about the Fast Five, the top five business stories in 5 minutes. On the weekend, we still keep it to 5 minutes, but we're going to pick out the biggest story of the week, the sleeper story, one that's kind of flying under the radar a little bit, the most remarkable story and our favourite story. Let's jump into it. What was the biggest business story this week?
Look, I think with the much anticipated US inflation figures, which came out above expectations this week, they dampened thoughts that a rate cut might happen fairly soon in the world's biggest economy. Overall, inflation accelerated to 3.5% in the 12 months to March. Core inflation was even higher. The triggers figured big moves in bond yields, with traders now expecting 2 cuts by the Federal Reserve later this year. At the beginning of the year, they were talking about 6 rate cuts. Big change there. The US economy tends to lead the Aussie economy by around 6 months. Thus far, inflation locally has been trending in the right direction, lower, but the US data will give the Reserve Bank cause for concern. US rates affect markets everywhere. They affect equities. They affect the Aussie dollar. They affect cryptos. They affect oil prices, commodity prices, etc. Big story this week, Michael.
Yeah, very big. Big story for me this week was all in politics. There was a few things happening and I'll race through them super quickly, starting with AUKUS, which is the military pact between Australia, the UK and the US, really centered around the big submarine deal. Japan is being considered as a potential partner, so it could become JAUKUS to help with kind of stability in the region. Canada apparently wants in as well. More stuff happening in politics as well. The government announced midweek an overhaul to the rules around mergers, giving more power to the ACCC to help it deal with potential anti-competitive mergers. And then a big one towards the end of the week, the government's kind of going all in to an extent on manufacturing with its new Future Made in Australia Act. Basically, the Prime Minister said other countries are investing in their industrial base, their manufacturing capability and their economic sovereignty, and Australia needs to do it as well. There's not that much that's new in it at this stage. There'll be probably more in the budget next month, but you can guarantee we'll be hearing a lot about this in the lead up to the next election.
Sure will. Michael, what was your most remarkable story?
Look, I think it's remarkable just how bad the rental crisis has become. It's actually hit a record, we found out this week. House rents hit a record high across the capital cities last month at an average $630 a week, marking the steepest quarterly gain in 17 years. Unit rents hit $620 a week. That's a record-breaking run, 11 quarters in a row. And hopefully though, Sean, there might be a little bit of positivity coming. The number of prospective tenants per listing has eased a little, meaning some of that pressure could be lifting. Put it all together, we might be seeing an increase in vacancy rates sometime this year. Fingers crossed.
Let's hope so. Just a quick one for me in terms of remarkable stories. The fact that the offspring of Winx, the great thoroughbred, sold this week for $10 million at the Australian Easter yearling sale. 4 times higher than the previous record for a yearling filly. The record for a colt is $5 million, but $10 million for the offspring of Winx. Remarkable.
Just amazing. Now, you have found us a great sleeper story this week.
Well, I reckon what Qantas did this week will reinvent loyalty programs. The national carrier added 20 million more seats that can be booked using frequent flyer points. It'll cost about $120 million. It's all about Qantas trying to rebuild its reputation. Qantas wants its frequent flyer program to contribute $1 billion in earnings by 2030. The catch for frequent flyer members on the announcement: they need more points. There's a new Classic Plus rewards program. It'll be available from July internationally, December domestically. Where the genius of the story is in the sleeper part is that Qantas think that customers don't get upset about the number of points needed to redeem flights, but they do get upset about not having anywhere to redeem them. What's the point of a point if you can't get a flight? So Qantas isn't worried about the number of points. Instead, it wants to make them more redeemable. And when they're redeemed, Qantas gets cash from banks and supermarkets and the like. About 90% of adult Australians are part of a loyalty program of some sort. Qantas is biggest, followed by Woolies, Virgin, and then Flybuys. I just like this program. It's a rethink of how loyalty programs work, and I reckon others might follow.
Yeah, it's a great story. Let's move on to the favourite story of the week. Can I nominate one for this one, Sean?
Please.
Just quickly, the Times of London put together a whole bunch of studies and they found 9 very normal foods that you should be eating every day to stay healthy. Right on top of the food pyramid, the new food pyramid, is the humble avocado. It's good for weight. Also means you're less likely to eat refined and high salt foods. But I love this story, Sean, because these are just everyday foods. These are things like apples and whole grains and leafy greens and milk and olive oil and nuts and yogurt. Nothing fancy, nothing hugely expensive, just things that will improve your health overall if you eat them every day. I just think it's a nice story.
Yeah, it's a great story. My favourite story, nice story as well. It's about the Olympics. I love the Olympics. You end up with all sorts of nations competing against each other. This week, we found out that track and field is set to become the first sport to introduce prize money at the Olympics. Basically, if you win a gold, you get $50,000. This is in the Paris Olympics in a couple of months. The athletes train just as hard as plenty of other sports. Why shouldn't they get paid? It's a break with the amateur pass to the Olympics. Apparently, in the 2028 LA Games, if you get silver or bronze, you're going to get paid as well. I just think it's great that these people who are working so hard might get some financial reward.
There we go. 5 minutes and pretty much everything you need to know in the world of business. Thank you, Sean.
Thank you, Michael.
We'll be back on Monday morning with the top five business stories in 5 minutes. Don't forget to hit follow and join us online on Instagram, TikTok, LinkedIn, Facebook, and X. I'm Michael Thompson, and this is the Fast 5 Business News by Fear and Greed.